Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The aforementioned Ron Jaworski right now. Good morning, Joss.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing? I know it's a stress-free Tuesday morning, which is good.
You know, isn't it great? Nice. Isn't it great, Joss? How enjoyable was that second half the other day? Wasn't that wonderful?
I absolutely loved the game because the second half, you know, it was stress-free late in the second half. Let's put it that way. But I thought the Eagles went, you know, toe-to-toe with a good football team. Remember, the score one time was 17-17. I think it's kind of at that point the Eagles realized, you know, we're a good football team. And we can beat a good football team. And it's like they understood what they could do, and they did it. Yeah. That's very positive.
So, Jaws, one of the things to me that has become crystal clear with this team is that they are better when they run it a lot. Maybe at some point that'll flip back if Jalen is more consistently outstanding. But to this point, it reminds me a lot of the 06 Eagles when they weren't running it much with Brian Westbrook. And then when Donovan got hurt, Jeff Garcia got in there and Andy's like, oh, let's run the ball. It's like, yeah, coach, let's run the ball. Same thing they did in 21. Same thing they seem to have done the last 2 weeks. Isn't it pretty much as simple, Jaws, as if they run it a lot, they increase their chances to win?
Yeah, I hear John all the time talk about the B word, and I call it balance. If you have balance on offense, it's a lot easier to move the football. And you talk about the running game. You know, look at the way the running game is going right now. You know, for the season, we've run the ball 53% of the time. That's the highest percentage.
Wow.
Over the last three games, 63% run, the most in the NFL. When you're running the football. And in fact, Jalen said a word at his press conference after the game. He used the word impose, and that he said that's our when he talked about being under center. That's impose. And I thought through this. He said, I know what he's saying. This is when we impose our will. When I get under center, it's those downhill runs, physical runs. The offensive linemen know it. The running backs know it. The tight ends know it, and the wide receivers know it because everyone gets involved in the blocking scheme. So those plays where you impose your will are the ones that you love to see. And right now they on the offensive line, the running backs, and the play calling, they're designed to impose the Eagles' offensive will.
Missing two offensive linemen were we, yet still. Trey Hendrickson was neutralized. How tough was that to do, Jaws?
Well, Fred Johnson, I thought, had a terrific football game. And to be honest with you, I was a little bit concerned. I didn't think he played that well against the Giants the week before. I did have concern against Trey Hendrickson, who's one of the premier edge rushers in the National Football League, came into the game with 7.5 sacks, had 17.5 sacks last year. I mean, he's a handful. He was invisible. It was a great job by Fred Johnson. I thought, as a whole, the offensive line probably had their best game I've seen in a long time. Wow. And by the way, how about Calcaterra stepping up and starting to become a guy that you can count on at the tight end position? So a lot of people are playing really well in that offense right now.
What makes Calcaterra impressive to your eye?
Yeah, I think there's a will that he has. You know, I don't think he's the most talented guy per se, but he's in the right position, which, you know, I always say the quarterback says, hey, to his wide receivers and tight ends, be where you're supposed to be and I will find you. I think Calcaterra is one of those guys. He knows where he's supposed to be. He's not freelancing. He's not guessing. He's getting where he's supposed to be, and Jalen's finding him.
Ron Jaworski with us now. Jaws with us, of course, every Tuesday at this time. Brandon Graham in about 10 minutes. Jaws, I want to talk about Devontae for a sec. So not only did he have a great game, but it followed a game where he had one catch for negative 2 yards. Can you talk from a quarterback's perspective? Because you play with a lot of receivers, including some really great ones. How critical it is when a great wide receiver is not a pain in the ass, does not cause you... like, you play... Like, we think of you here with Carmichael and Quick.
They all are. Come on. Hey,
well, yeah, but, like, but take your situation in mind. Real quick, Charles.
Show it. You know, hey, Devontae's a phenomenal receiver. You know, he wants the football. If you heard him in the post-game press conference, he wants the football. But he's a pro. He gets it. You know, I play with a Hall of Famer in Harold Carmichael, an Eagles Hall of Famer in Mike Quick. I knew I needed to get those guys the football. You know, there was a time Harold was going for the streak of the most consecutive games in a row catching a pass. And we're in the second half of games, and I'm going, I come to the sideline, I say to Vermeer, I got to get the ball to Harold. I got to get the ball to Harold. He got that streak going. We got to get him the football. And, you know, so we call it a quick screen just to get that out of the way so he got his catch to keep it going. So you need to feed those wide receivers. They all want the football. Hey, that's what you want. You want guys that want to make plays.
So on the defensive side of the football, Jaws, it feels like we've got a bunch of young guys who just want to do that. They want to make plays. They're going out there. They've got attitude. They've lifted us somehow. What are you seeing defensively? How far ahead of schedule are these young players for the Eagles?
It has been an amazing turnaround, guys. Since the bye week, prior to the bye week, this team was struggling defensively. I mean, we all talked about missed tackles ad nauseum. When I watched the tape of them on yesterday afternoon, I went, oh, my God, this defense has had an epiphany. What a turnaround from this defensive scheme. And, you know, for years, you know, we've always devalued linebackers here in Philadelphia. At least we thought, you know, Joe Banner did and Howie Roseman did, but you look at these linebackers now, they just popped off the screen to me. You know, when Zach Bond and Kobe Dean were phenomenal as a tandem in the game. It was the best game I've seen from two linebackers playing the Eagles in a long, long time.
Wow.
So that was exciting to me. Then you mentioned the young guys. I mean, Cooper DeJean makes a heck of a play in that fourth down play. And to me, so much it was coaching because he knew the play that was coming. Motion across the field, trying to get a little pick in her up. But it's the way he came across the field. He didn't jog across the field. He wasn't slow getting across the field. He diagnosed the play, fired his gun, and made the play on fourth down. To me, that's coaches making your players aware, here's the play that's coming. Big fans have got his guys in the right position to make the play. And the intelligence of Cooper DeJean to know exactly what the play was, and he made the play. It's talent and intelligence in the scheme, 11 players playing together, and you get great defense against a good offensive team.
How is Nolan Smith playing? Has he picked it up some? I mean, I know he was in an inopportune spot when he was somehow isolated trying to cover Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one, but it feels like he's getting to quarterbacks, and we didn't see that when the season started.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, I think it's just a matter of expectations when you're young players. The expectations, you know, you get a guy, you know, was almost a bonus first-round pick. Everyone expected he'd go in there and, you know, get 15 sacks in the rookie season. It takes time to develop in the National Football League game. It's different. You know, there's no weak sisters that you play against or weak brothers that you play against. You're playing against good players all the time. And I think the light kind of has finally gone on for him, and he understands what he's got to do. And he's a good player in this system. What I also like, there's really not a dominant player on the defensive line. Everyone seems to be sharing and getting the job done in different ways. And it's team defense. And to me, you know, it's great to have a superstar, too. It's great to have one of those guys that gets all the sacks. When you see, you know, at the end of the day, when you come out and say, oh, there's pressure. He's got a sack, he's got a sack, he's got a sack.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
End up with five sacks. They say that was good team defense.
Jules, can you talk about Brandon Graham? And he's going to be with us in a moment. Like, it is amazing to me at his age, with the years he's put out there and the toll on his body, that he's still playing at this level. It's incredible.
It's absolutely amazing. And if you ask me to talk about Brandon Graham, which you just did, you'll have to tell Brandon Graham that he's going to have to wait a half hour, because that's how long I can talk about Brandon Graham. He is the epitome of what I call a Philadelphia Eagle. The way he handles himself on the field, the way he handles himself off the field, the way he handles himself in the community. He's a man's man. He's a man of the people. He's a tremendous football player. And you know, I was fortunate to play 17 years myself at the quarterback position. He's playing all these years at a defensive line position where there's contact on every single play. And he's had some serious injuries along the way as well, so he's overcome a lot of roadblocks in his way. So there isn't a player, not only on this team, but maybe in the league, that I respect more than Brandon Graham.
And Jules, let's talk about Doug for a moment, because in 5 days, Doug Peterson's going to be back here. And it's not going to be the ovation it was the last time, because it's not the first time back. But he'll get an ovation, and he deserves it. How do you think he's doing? I mean, we all know, you know, he might be getting fired soon, whether it's in 3 weeks or whether it's at the end of the season. Chances are it's not going to last much longer. How do you think he's dealing with it?
Well, be very careful with that, Joe. People wanted Nick Sirianni fired 2 weeks ago, too. So
yeah, that's fair.
we got to be real careful. I'm a big Doug Peterson fan. I've known Doug for over 30 years. I know the type of the player he was when he played. I know the type of coach he is. He won a Super Bowl here. We all love Doug Peterson. We always will love Doug Peterson. And, you know, I thought their team would be better. I think there's enough talent there, but they haven't played as a unit better. The quarterback has been very inconsistent, but he can get hot. And in this league, you know, you get hot at the right time, you can make a run. So do not discount the Jacksonville Jaguars or Doug Peterson. He's a fine coach. He's got an outstanding staff down there. A lot of people in Philadelphia know the people on his staff. They're solid coaches. So, it's not going to be a cakewalk. You know, Doug's going to come in here with a chip on his shoulder. He's going to want to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, although he loves the Eagles and loves what he did to win the Super Bowl. But it's going to be a tough game.
All right, final thing, Jaws.
I got a question about one of our DBs, Isaiah Rogers. It's a guy that we don't know a whole lot about, but he made a big play on the deflection for the interception to CJGJ. How much can we trust him? Slay might be out this week. Moving forward, he might be our starting outside cornerback. Is he that good?
Yes. Jaws? Yeah, I finally got a sample of him in the game. He played 17 snaps in the game. And the play he made on the interception was absolutely a phenomenal football play. But he was also in perfect position to make the play. A lot of guys can fall into plays and get lucky and play with bad technique, but they're gifted athletes and they make a play. But when you watch that play real close, he played it absolutely perfect, pushed the receiver to the sideline, located the football, got his hand on the football, and made the play. Again, it's the details that he's listening to as the coach. So, you know, he's a young guy, too. And when you start looking at this team, you look at the defensive side of football. It is a young, outside of Brandon Graham, obviously, but it's a young defensive team. I think, and the ceiling is very, very high. So I like the way this defense looks right now. Isaiah Rodgers is going to be part of it for a long time.
All right, Joe, final thing here. Are the Eagles back?
Yes.
Good.
I was after a quick answer.
No,
Joe.
That's good. That's good.
No, damn.
They're absolutely back. This team is starting to come together. Hey, there's going to be some bumps in the road. It's the National Football League. Every team, you know, has their highs and their lows. But the last few weeks, this team has really turned it around quickly. And and we didn't even talk about Jalen. It's the best game I've seen Jalen play in probably over a year. You know, I mean, he was sharp, comfortable, and I love the way that he played the game.
Yeah,
he especially when you only have to drop back 20 times and everyone else does their job rather than drop back 40 times and have to carry the burden of victory.
He was great. Jaws, stay well, my man. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, Ron Jaworski.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.